starting this podcast. I don't know if it will have a life or if it's a one-time thing. Breaking the rules, podcasting 101. And I don't know what the podcast is going to be about, but I know I've been depressed. And lonely, and maybe somehow I will find some inspiration through, I don't know, just knowing that people are hearing my shit. This doesn't make sense, but, you know, the outside chance that somebody responds, gets feedback, or emphasizes, or, you know, who knows, some type of spark lights up in me. And, you know, really it's a diary. And I will protect listening to Coverville and fast forward it. So, NBZ, Nancy Bob Yellow is here. She's doing her laundry. She's sober for a few hours, hanging out. Ex-girlfriend. She's moving away. She's been supportive. And I'm turned down. It's sad that she's moving away. Today's Christmas Eve. I'm Jewish. But it's the holidays, and it's holiday time. And I haven't seen my family in months. In my 30s, single, lonely, interested in the BDSM lifestyle. Oh, I think she's coming back in. I'm gonna have to stop this. Yeah. Alright, so NBY has left. And we went through my bills. She's trying to help me. I'm in such a fucked up mood that, you know, I gave her sort of a guilt trip, pouted, especially when going through these fucking parking bills. Got like $700 in parking tickets. All because I didn't renew my registration the right way, because I didn't have insurance, blah 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 blah. So life fucking sucks right now. I'm gonna call this What a Miserable Life. In honor of Christmas. The Christmas movie. And I'm smart, intelligent, creative, but I have bad habits, bad behaviors. I cannot stay focused. No, I don't have full-blown ADD, but I do get distracted. And I'm not diagnosed with ADD. Sex enters into the picture. When I feel anxious through work I'm doing, I turn to sex, typically masturbation. I've isolated. I had a career, then I got my MBA. After my MBA, I pretty much haven't done anything with my life. And I'm not, you know, I'm just kind of trying to make things happen in certain areas. But I can't seem to continue. I don't have the persistence that I need. I'm quitting. I quit. I hate it. I hate quitting, but I do it, and I just escape into sex, or watching TV, sometimes eating. I have a lot. If I had my head together, I'd be, you know, I could change on a dime and be successful, meet a woman, have a family, make a lot of money, but I'm just not being organized. You know, I try to think of things that fuck me up, and, you know, something like my chat, where I sit and do my work, and my back, I don't know, just doesn't, it's not comfortable. It seems ridiculous, but it fucks me up. So, I don't know, I just can't believe at this age I've been borrowing money from my parents. Almost 35, I'm borrowing money from my parents to make rent. Ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. I'm in debt, huge debt. My school loans. I'm just in huge debt for my school loans. I know I'm creative and smart and blah blah blah, but again, my behaviors are fucked up. It's a tragedy. You know, I'm healthy for the most part. And I cannot I can't seem to appreciate or take advantage of everything that I have. All the tools, talents, blessings that I have. And I acknowledge it. I'm on medication for depression. I've been on the medication for about 3 years, and it's definitely, it helps, but I'm still fucked up. I've been in therapy for the last couple of years, and I stopped going about a month ago. I was going to get a coach, but that didn't happen. I think that's what I need, is a coach. I mean, I've often fantasized about having a woman, a dominant woman, to train me, watch over me, like a Pavlovian puppy, and to be a robot. Crazy stuff. But, you know, with the right motivation, I can do crazy shit. Crazy, crazy, amazing stuff. And for some reason, paying my rent has not been the right motivation. Because I can rely on my parents? Well, it's getting harder and harder to rely on my parents, because it's really, they're not able to do it. So, oh, I know, that's all. Bye.